Ryzen, welcome back to the show, sir.
Awesome, guys. Good morning. How y'all doing?
I'm good. What's going on in your world right now?
What's going on in my world right now? Nothing much other than just being ready for the season, getting my body ready. And other than that, though, just getting ready for training camp.
Where are you working out?
Currently, right now, I've been working out in Vancouver for a little bit, during the process, and then also in Edmonton. So currently, right now, I'm in Edmonton.
Okay. All right. They're making it happen. So what? Tell me this. Here you are. Obviously, the debate's been going on for – it's really kind of amped up over the last few weeks, and a bunch of student-athletes kind of gathering on a virtual town hall last night from athletes all across varsity teams at SFU. Man, how did you feel being a Klansman for all those years?
Yes. Well, it's quite kind of interesting. Now the name and SFU has been brought up by the nickname as well this year. During my time, I think back in 2016 when I did my letter of intent, it was kind of interesting. I mean, obviously, I knew of the name then, but I never had it correlated to, obviously related to the racist remarks of the name. But during that time, I was just only concerned about playing football for the school. And during that time, I was just trying to get my playing time and film and that kind of stuff as well. But back then, actually, I think it was back in 2017 or 18, there was actually another petition. There was the first petition that was getting signed by students and student athletes back then. So obviously the name, obviously is pretty controversial. But however, though, at least during my time there, I was just, I just wanted to play football at the end of the day.
Hey, Rice, in your travels as an SFU football player south of the border, or even when the opposition came north, did any of the opposition ever come up to you and say, hey, Rice, what is up with the name, man? What is up with that?
I'm trying to remember a moment or a time that, we go across the border and, someone of another team or, someone in public actually asked me about the team name and stuff. But it was really more of, explaining to other people in Canada, actually, that was interested in knowing SFU. And who the mascot was and what the pride was and tradition, more so than someone else from across the board asking me who we are, right? So, but even when, and this is where it was so funny, because even when we played against American teams like Central Washington, Azusa, and Humble State at the time, even during our away games, the announcers were just say SFU and nothing else. So. And they wouldn't mention our nickname. So it was just SFU at the time. And, and even then it was kind of, even when I heard that away, during our away games, it was kind of embarrassing that you had to deal with it almost every away game or pretty much every game I had to deal with, right? Because I didn't want to be represented as the Klansman, part of our name too. So it was more like just explaining to the people who did ask and who were interested in SFU rather than just, having to explain someone across the border in terms of the actual name being a Scottish term.
Rice and John with us here on Sportsnet 650. Did you experience anything like that going into when you were talking with maybe a prospective NFL bosses? You played at Simon Fraser. Oh, it says here you were a Klansman. You want to explain that one?
No, it wasn't. I never had a question like that. Like that neither. So it was just, basically they knew I was playing for SFU. They might have had an idea or they did some research on the team name, maybe. But no, I haven't. I never had a question during my draft process.
It just to change gears a little bit here, let's talk a little bit about the New York Giants. Obviously, like every sports league on the planet, they're trying to adjust to COVID. What is the latest you've heard from the New York Giants? We understand the preseason has been cut in half, at least the preseason games, although it sounds like training camp will be typically as long as it usually is. What have you heard from the Giants?
What I heard from the Giants is that while we're still on schedule to come back in training camp, so that's one, which I'm still excited about, of course. So I just been getting ready for training camp all this time. And then, yeah, so two games. I heard there's supposed to be two games for the preseason now. And then as well, training camp. It's going to be a month. It's going to be a good month of training and, you know, competing against those guys as well. So I think it's in late July I'm supposed to report to camp. And then from then, and then also I think they upped the – I think they're still talking about the practice squad going from 10 to 16 due to obviously the COVID situation. So, you know, like I said before, I'm just getting ready for training camp during that time. And, you know, I'm just excited to play.
After your time, after everything you've been through, after everything that's being discussed, how do you feel? Is it time for the university to make a change here?
Yeah, it's about that time. I mean, obviously, we like I said before, didn't mention about the team name possibly changing back then, right? Or having another petition, the first one back then, right? But I mean, obviously now, due to what's been going on both in Canada and U.S., basically in North America, yeah, I think it's about that time. I think it would be beneficial just to do a little team swap, team name swap now, just, you know, trying to make it simple, right, and not have our team name try to disrespect any other black athlete. Or any other athlete that does like to come to SMU or come across the board, just play and just have a good competition in Division II.
Well, Ryson, listen, best of luck in New York when you attend training camp with the Giants. I know they're trying to convert you from a wide receiver to a tight end. Do you have any issues with that conversion? Are you comfortable with that transition when it does come?
Well, and this is where I've been training this whole time to be a tight end now, too. So I have no, obviously, I have no problem with it. Anything that makes me more of a weapon on the field, I'm more willing to do it.
Ryson, thank you very much for doing this. Nice to catch up with you. Glad to hear you're staying safe. And I mean, it's crazy what's going on with the university. I mean, not just the team name. I mean, at some point, they might have to think about changing SFU. I mean, when you text somebody SFU, it usually means shut the, you know.
No. It's. I mean, I wouldn't have thought of it that way, though, too. Understandably, I get it. But, I mean, obviously, we're just trying to represent school as best I can. At least for me, best I can right now, too. But, like I said before, a simple team name swap would be okay.
What would you like to see if you had to change? Is there something that would come to mind?
Like a team name idea?
Yeah.
Man, I mean, I'm sure a couple of years ago, I mean, I had one. I mean, shoot, I wouldn't mind seeing Highlanders.
Yeah.
Or Highlanders, to be honest with you. I mean, it might be confusing now. It might be confusing for other people. I had other student athletes say Highlanders is actually okay as well, but it's simple. It kind of, you know, relates to Scottish tradition as well, I think. So I don't know what's going to, I would not know what would happen, but if it's another name other than the Klan, then it's okay.
Okay. Fair enough. I don't think anybody will disagree with that. You take care. Have a great weekend and keep up the awesome over there, all right?
Awesome. Appreciate you guys, man.
All
Thank
right.
you.
Nice.